大家好 ，I'm Chan Po， 欢迎一起来跟我听广播学英语。新技术不单单是改进了我们生活当中的一些装置，还改变了我们的交易方式。接着下来的片段就是和电子商务有关的，我们一起来听一下。
Pay things and buy things using electronic commerce, and I would say don't use it because there's some viruses and I would worry about the safety of it.
You know, I think it really depends what kind of electronic commerce you're talking about. Normal credit cards have been in use for a long time. We can call that electronic commerce as well.
这个片段就说到了通过电子商务来进行买卖。不过呢，在这个片段一开始的时候啊，这个女主持人就说到了最好还是不要用，因为她担心呢有病毒，这个安全的问题还是让她很担心。不过呢，那个男的主持人就说到了，那还要取决于啊，你说的是哪一种电子商务。我们平时用的一般的信用卡已经被使用了很长时间，它其实也算是电子商务的一种。好，我们现在再来从头到尾把整个片段听一遍。
You pay things and buy things using electronic commerce, and I would say don't use it because there's some viruses, and I would worry about the safety of it.
You know, I think it really depends what kind of electronic commerce you're talking about. Normal credit cards have been in use for a long time. We can call that electronic commerce as well.
首先我们一起来看第一个单词，叫做 electronic。 electronic 表示电子的，电子操纵的。我记得在之前的一些片段的讲解中也提到过这个 electronic。 接着我们来看第二个单词，叫做 commerce。 commerce 贸易、交易、商业。 commerce 片段中提到的 electronic commerce 就表示电子商务，电子商务 electronic commerce。 这个电子商务通常在英语中啊被简称为 e-commerce e-commerce。 接着我们来看第三个单词，叫做 virus。 virus 表示病毒，这里指的是电脑上面的病毒程序。病毒 virus。我们现在就来听一下片段中包含上述单词的那些句子。
You pay things and buy things using electronic commerce, but I would say don't use it because there's some viruses and I would worry about the safety of it.
在片段中，这个女主持人就建议大家最好还是不要通过电子商务来支付或者说买东西，因为呢有些病毒的存在。可以导致安全方面的问题，这个安全方面的问题就是他所担心的。接着我们来看第四个单词，叫做 credit。 credit 表示信用、信任。 credit 是个名词，我们说的信用卡英文就是 credit card。 credit card。 接着我们来看最后一个片语，就是 in use。 in use 表示在使用中。In use， 在使用中。In use。好，现在我们就来听一下片段中包含 credit 和 in use 那个句子。
Normal credit cards have been in use for a long time. We can call that electronic commerce as well.
这句话的意思是，我们一般用的信用卡已经被使用了很长时间了。其实我们也可以说啊，信用卡是电子商务来的。好，我们现在再来把整个片段从头到尾再听一遍。
You pay things and buy things using electronic commerce, but I would say don't use it because there's some viruses and I would worry about the safety of it.
You know, I think it really depends what kind of electronic commerce you're talking about. Normal credit cards have been in use for a long time. We can call that electronic commerce as well.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，下次再会。